I'm Carrie.
And I'm Fifi.
And this is Bonus Features.
Hello, hello.
Happy Easter.
Happy upcoming Easter, everybody.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even... Yeah, we did. No, we didn't.
No, we did it. We missed almost two.
It's been a minute, folks.
It's been a hot minute.
On that note, while we're talking about it, we're probably just going to record bi-weekly.
Way to come right out of the chute with that one.
Just saying.
I love it.
We're busy.
Life's
we don't
busy.
Have a lot of content.
Yeah, send us your stories, bonusfeaturespod@gmail.com.
Good follow-up
like
there.
Oh,
yeah. So we're probably going to do like an every other situation, and then I don't know. Time will tell what happens with the podcast.
Hey, on a happy note, what are you drinking?
I have a Blackberry White Claw.
How's that one?
Pretty good. I don't like blackberry things, and I really attribute it back to your brother. I think we've talked about this on the podcast before. That night that he made us drink blackberry brandy when we were like
18
maybe.
He found it in a field, I'm sure.
Yeah. I just can't. I don't like blackberry things since then.
Oh, okay.
So
that's fair.
Fuck off, Trev. What do you got?
I am just have an ultra, so very boring today.
Just an ultra in your Christmas koozie.
My Christmas koozie. I found my favorite Christmas koozie today,
yeah.
So I thought I would just rock it for a while. Lincoln said, Christmas is way past, and I go, or am I just a little bit early?
Did you blow his mind?
I totally blew his mind. It was great. He was just like,
I love that. So what have we been doing in our downtime? Shall we discuss?
We should discuss. And I want to bring up our Facebook post that you had posted last week about why we didn't record.
Oh, right.
How many people put that I was still hungover from the previous episode? I do take offense to that.
I think we've discussed many times that you don't get hungover, so...
I don't, that's
what... It was all in good fun.
It made me giggle. It did.
But yeah, I think a few people could tell that there were some drinks being had that last time we recorded.
My parents said it was the worst episode we've ever had.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They didn't finish it. Hey, Mom and Dad.
Oh, no, they didn't even finish.
Nope.
Wow.
I didn't even finish it.
I haven't even listened to it, so...
I listened to the first 15 minutes, and I think I snorted the entire time.
I'm going to have to maybe listen over. I've got a nice little four-day weekend coming up here, so...
Hey, if you made it the entire hour and 5 minutes, I'm proud of
you. Yeah, she messaged me the next morning. It was like, holy crap, that episode ended up an hour. Because we don't always look after we're done editing. We're just like, boom, send it, done.
Right.
Bye. Wow, that was a long one. It was one of the longest that we've had in a long time. So, I mean, if you stuck around for that whole thing, then you deserve a pat on the back.
I feel like it was probably a wild ride.
Probably.
I've met me, so...
It really makes me want to listen to it now. Like, I hadn't really thought a lot about it, but now I, like, really want to listen to it just to see how bad it is. It's probably horrible.
If you have listened to it again. Help our ratings.
Yeah. Right? You know what's really funny? Okay, so on our podcast like page or whatever that we have access to, it shows our downloads and all the things, right?
Right.
We had, like, every once in a while we'll have some one-offs in another country,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden in the last 2 weeks, we had like 3 in the Dominican Republic, and I'm like, whoa.
Nice.
And then I'm like, wait, some friends of ours are there on vacation right now.
We were so close.
I know. I was so excited for a minute. And I'm like, wait, I bet it's probably this girl that I work with. Like, literally see her every day. So that was kind of a harsh reality. But maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But speaking of that, another country. So another super fun thing is that we have some stickers floating around the Bahamas now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We sure do.
Our friend Lane went to the Bahamas... I think it was on a cruise, and we sent some stickers with her, and she sent us some pictures of...
She sure did.
...where these stickers were placed. So I asked Carrie about it today, because I just had assumed that you'd seen them.
I did not. I did not see them till today. And it was funny, because she sent a picture of the sticker, like, up close, and then another where the
on
sticker
like
was fuzzy, and you could see, like, the background of
right.
it. And I'm like, oh, we're right in front of this restaurant.
So She's
what
like,
did I can't even.
What's that restaurant? She says, Gorm?
Gorm. I'm like, Gorm? Seafood restaurant? Like, that's a weird.
And you were looking at it, like, on your phone. Like, I wasn't also looking right at the same time. And then all of a sudden, she lost her shit because she realized it says gourmet.
Okay. To my defense.
Yes.
The
it's horrible.
Was a fish.
Yeah.
And I feel like.
And it's
like,
also a different color than the rest of the right word.
And I had it blown up and I don't think I could see the T. So I just saw like Gorm and then there's like a fish.
Gorm.
Like, Gorm. Who names their restaurant Gorm?
So we're definitely going to have to share those on the podcast because that was so funny. Like very clearly just in this tiny little picture tile that I pull up on my message there. It looks like Gorm T. Because you can't see the E. It's in a different color than the rest of the fonts. So
and it's a fish.
In your defense. But she had blown it up and was like, Gorm. Oh, so, so funny. But thank you, Lane, for spreading the word about our happy little podcast.
Absolutely.
Do not, what's the word?
I don't
defile
know
things in oh the name of the pod, but
yes, if there's a place there where clearly people put stickers, go ahead yeah and put one.
There are clearly lots of other stickers on there,
oh,
so I'm okay with it, and some real ass graffiti. So
yeah,
you know, cool. Defile things. Is defile that the right word? I feel like it's almost
deface.
Defile is like sexual, isn't
dirty
it? Definitely don't defile things in the name of the pod. Dear God,
or
in the name
deface
of the pod. Deface. Yeah, that's what deface I wanted. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was close.
So sort were of you?
Maybe. Maybe.
All right. Well, 2 weekends ago, we went to our very first. Well, I guess it wasn't yours. It was my very first drag show.
Right, right. Yeah, I've been to quite a few. I actually used to work with a guy that did, like, performed in the shows. And so we would go watch him every once in a while. But
I've decided that I took up the wrong profession. I mean, okay, so there was 4 different performers there. There was mm-hmm 3 men that were ladies and 1 lady that was dressed up as a man.
Right.
All they come out and do.
And this is all, like, we don't want to make any assumptions here, but that's our assumptions.
Right.
Maybe they identify as
women,
men
yeah,
or women.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah
don't know.
Okay.
We don't know them personally.
How
we're
about
just going to throw
there
that
were
out.
3
for
queens and 1 king
yes
there.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
If I offend anyone, I do not mean to.
Yeah, we don't mean anything by that.
Okay, so they come out, they lip sync, and they walk around and dance a little. Well, some dance a lot,
some dance a little.
Some dance a little, and then they just walk around and take money from people.
Right.
People are just offering them money as they walk by, and
right
then they throw it on the floor, and then someone else comes and picks it up. Like, I am doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I stopped to talk to some other friends of mine, and I'm like, dude, I could very easily dress as a dude, whip out some really bad dance moves, and, like, fucking make bank.
Yeah.
Like, so the first person, the first queen was kind of like the host, would kind of
yeah
say. She, and she was funny also. Like,
right
she kind of almost did stand up a little bit.
But she did not dance
she
at
did
all.
No dance moves.
She literally just walked from person to person
yeah
and took their money.
And took money, yeah. So I'm like, I could definitely walk around, be a little bit funny, maybe pull out a really bad dance move here or there, and like, shit.
Right. You
there's
just have to embarrass
vacation
like every 15th person and people think you're amazing.
Yeah. Wow. But we had a great time though.
Absolutely we
yeah
did.
It was so much fun. And I'm pretty sure they said they're coming back in November. So I'm pretty pumped.
Hey, yeah, we'll make it a date again.
Yeah. What else have we done?
Well, last weekend we went to La Crosse.
Yes, we did, to celebrate our friend's birthday.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
If anyone is wondering, the bridge in Lansing is still out.
That bridge in Lansing is out.
We've heard a rumor that it's out.
Yeah.
It was 80s themed, and we're definitely going to share another picture of our fancy pants because
right
we fucking killed it,
yeah,
in my
did
opinion. Big hair, lots of neon, lots of hairspray. We even had pocket hairspray.
Yeah. Looking back at my pictures, like, I felt like my hair was bigger.
It was big, but I feel like if there's, like, a dark background
yeah
behind you, it doesn't
I
look as
big. I wish it
would have
been even bigger.
It was big.
I should have teased it a little bit.
You should have gave it a little tease. Boy. Defiled it a little bit.
So we got... right. Defiled. Jesus.
You're welcome.
I'm glad I heard that, because not always when we're recording do we like hear what each other is saying. Oh, God. That's really funny. We got there like early afternoon, right?
Yes.
And a lot of the other people had been already drinking for most of the day. So mm-hmm. we did a good job catching up, I think.
Absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
Mission.
That's a fun little town. If you get a chance, go to La Crosse and stay for a weekend.
I ordered some grape bombs thinking that they were going to be like my grape bombs.
Oh.
They were not.
Do we need to discuss the grape bombs thing? Apparently somebody got yelled at about your grape bomb.
I don't know. Okay, so my grape bombs, I use Grape McGillicuddy's and Fresca.
Not yelled at. Like, you just got questioned about what it was. Yeah. Grape McGillicuddy's and Fresca. That's it.
That's it.
Your grape bomb.
That's a grape bomb, and it's a shot with just... It's just like a cherry bomb like you would make with just a little bit of Red Bull or whatever, but I use Fresca.
Right.
I'm a big fan of Fresca.
Yeah.
And then, I guess I lied.
Is
it's not
Fresca
it.
Energy?
No.
Or just, like, seltzery?
It's...
bubbly.
It's, I believe it's flavored soda water.
Okay.
But it doesn't taste like seltzer water.
Right. I just wasn't sure, like, Red Bull is energy, but not bubbly. Wings.
Not sponsored.
Right.
Sorry,
I totally interrupted you there. Anyway, that's what a grape bomb is.
No, but that's not it.
Right.
I remembered this. I also put grape squirty squirt in there.
Mm.
I forgot about that.
Like drink additive, in case people don't know what a squirty squirt is.
If you listen to us, you need to know what a squirty squirt is.
Are you about to defile your grape bomb?
With some squirty squirt.
Keep doing this motion with your hand.
Squirt the squirty squirt into my drink. My imaginary drink. I do put a little of that in there just to give it a little extra grape.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so when we were in La Crosse, we had grape bombs, and what they were... was actual Red Bull, not sponsored, and grape vodka.
They were delicious. I remember they were delicious.
I remember thinking this tastes like nothing.
Oh.
Which is also why we had two.
Yeah, I thought they tasted like grape and that they were good.
Hmm. I mean, I didn't think
that
they were not bad.
That was in a cool bar called The Library, right? Is that where we were in The Library? That was a fun place.
Yeah, that one was cool.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun in some places there. But yeah, our outfits were very 80s, very shiny silver pants, Kiss t-shirt. We matched, like the Double Mint Twins. I think they were also in the 80s, right? Double Mint Twins?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Anyway.
Could have been the early 90s. We rocked it. That's all that matters.
We'll share more pictures from that night, because we just put the one on the page, which I think was face only.
Yeah, and we need to get the full effect.
Yeah, full effect. My kids thought it was hilarious.
All right, should we start with our first story?
Let's do it.
All right, this one is from Megan.
Hi, Megan.
So this is a short story. My daughter is 9 and a weirdo. LOL.
Same.
Same. Yeah. So are my kids. I get it. One morning, I was taking her to a friend's house because they were taking her to school for me for a short time. So it's about 6:45 a.m. As I look in the back seat to say something to her, she is straight face, looks me dead in the eye, and goes, I'm trying to decide how I want to eat you tonight. I'm either going to eat you raw or I'm going to boil you.
Okay.
OMG, I laughed so hard and kind of peed myself for fear. I was also on the phone with my husband, so I said it to him that I feared for my life, and he said he feared for it too. LOL, the crazy things kids come up with.
I love that.
Still alive.
Yes, the mac and cheese must have sufficed that evening, or whatever the heck he ended up doing.
Oh, I really laughed when I read that, because I'm like, I love just creepy shit like that. I think it's fantastic.
Kids are such little creeps, like seriously, like, all the time.
What's going through their head when that's what comes out of it, like trying to decide how I'm going to eat you?
Yeah, it's just...
Then do you have that like flash, like, did she just get possessed?
Right. Like, is that literally her speaking? Or...
like, am I in a scary movie right now and don't know it?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Thanks, Megan. All right. I have one from Sheila.
Hello, Sheila.
All right.
Let me find the beginning because I lost it. Thought I'd tell you about my first bar experience. I was a goody two-shoes. Where's that phrase from?
Do you think...
Gosh, I don't... Goody two-shoes. I don't know, but that's interesting. I might have to look that up.
Sometimes my mom calls her dog two-shoes. I think.
Okay. Anyway, I was a goody two-shoes in high school in the 70s. Good grades, no partying, and the girl others would cheat from and ask how to spell things.
Nice. We could have been friends.
I never drank, etc. So I was excited to go out with older girlfriends for my 21st birthday. Went to one of the few bars in our smaller town. Proudly showed my ID and go inside to discover my younger sister by 3 years using my ID that she had stolen and copied with her picture on it.
That's amazing.
I was furious in discovering what horrible things were to come when she got older. Another story about that later. I should have turned her in. I did later call the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, and tell them so she wouldn't get a speeding ticket and have it end up on my name. That is brutal.
You know, because it's the 70s, so I right. mean...
They're probably just like, oh, okay, like, we'll watch out for that.
Yeah, but I'm thinking they're not like scanning the driver's license.
Right, true.
You know, it's like, if it looked legit, the cop might be fooled. Yeah. And right, you a ticket. Oh, that's epic.
That's so funny. But back to my 21st night out. My friend from the store next to where I worked ordered me a mixed drink. Something like a rum and coke, I think. Anyway, it was served in a tall glass with bumps on it. It was so dark in this bar, you couldn't tell what the glass even looked like. I know, really suspicious.
Oh, God.
So the bar just refilled my drink while I was there, and you got to keep the glass. It wasn't until we were leaving and got outside and could see it from the streetlights that this glass had a naked lady on it, and those those were her boobs. We laughed so hard, and for some odd reason, I still have that glass 44 years
yes,
later.
Yes, I love it.
I use it for a vase.
Sheila, send us a picture. Yeah. That's epic.
Continuing in this drinking theme, when I started going out with the other single girls in our town, you see, I live in a Navy town with lots of single guys, they discovered I could stay sober much longer than anyone else. Probably because I was almost 6 feet tall and not super skinny like everyone else seemed to be. Plus, I had a secret weapon. My mom and dad, being from the Depression era, they didn't want their daughters, all five of us,
oh my gosh,
getting drunk and out of control. So I basically carried my mom around with me in my back pocket while drinking. Something you've never heard about, right? She always said, you never know what's going to happen if you get drunk and out of control. Which seriously is true. Well, while everyone else got shit-faced, I would drink until my fingertips would feel numb and then drink water or soda. So when the girlfriends would see me touching fingers to fingers, they would go, oh no, Sheila's at her limit. I always wanted to be able to drive home and not get a ticket for drunk driving. Of course, this was the 80s and laws were a lot less strict. We would go out to the Navy base bars, and at the time they would allow us on the base if we got a pass by saying where we were going. That would never happen now after 9/11. And being a single girl around all those guys, we never paid for drinks. So we would party with them and I'd drive the girlfriends and guys home or into town to party. So it started getting around with the guys who would come to our town from other states to work on our base. It was basically like Top Gun. Well, guys would look for me when they got to the officers' club.
Wait, was there the volleyball scene? I need to know.
Maybe there's volleyball coming up.
Was it
I didn't Top read Gun? This whole thing yet. This is first for both of us.
Okay, proceed. Sorry.
Well, guys would look for me when they got to the officers' club because other guys would tell them about this nice girl who would give you a ride around town, etc., and was reliable. I never knew this until years and years later. One time, I drove out there in my Bronco 2. It had four seats, maybe four people would fit, plus me. So, we all met this group of guys and were drinking, and since they usually got the use of a vehicle, we asked them to go into town to go dancing. Well, none of them were able to drive after drinking. They knew I hadn't drunk that much and said I could drive their van. I was thinking a regular van, but no, it was a bread van. You know, those big square box trucks.
Yes.
That do bread deliveries to stores. I said, nope, can't drive that. You can come with me, but I had limited room. I told them since I cleaned houses, I had all that cleaning shit in the back part of the Bronco too. They all go, oh, that's okay, we can fit. So I drive the 10 minutes into town with six guys. You ask where?
Six guys?
Well, five guys in the seats, one laying over the crap in the back, in the far back. Totally safe, I'm sure.
Where are all the girls?
No, I think she just drove the dudes.
I know.
Totally safe, I'm sure. So we arrived safe and sound, and it made for a funny story later on. And remember when I said I never knew about the guys telling other guys to look me up? Well, I happened to go to the movies on base years later. Oh, forgot to tell you, my dad used to be a Navy pilot too. So while still living at home and going to college, I had an ID and could get onto the base and use all the facilities. That's interesting.
Nice.
So my friend and I are chatting rather loudly before the movie, and some guy hears us and my name, and he goes, hey, you didn't used to hang around the old club and drive guys around and take care of them. I know I was blushing and shocked because that sounded way worse and dirtier than he meant. I said I was the one, and then he said he'd heard about me, but hadn't had a chance to meet me. So he joined us and we partied later on. Wow. So this is just another story or two from my vast experiences that I will share with you. Sheila in Washington State.
Okay, Sheila from Washington State.
That was a mouthful.
The very first thing I thought of when you started this story was, okay, 70s, we know you're from Washington State. Like, okay, you're going to the bar for the first time. And then you're like, I'm responsible. I'm like, it's a good thing you're not responsible because I feel like otherwise you probably would have been abducted by a serial killer.
Yeah, because that's what happened to girls in the 70s.
Especially in Washington.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, true.
Like, that's a bad seat to be in the 70s. Right. Like, thank you. You're lucky you're still alive.
One of those guys might have been freaking...
Right.
What's... the guy. Why can't I think of his name?
All of them.
The one that, well, like, the one, I mean, he drove a Beetle. They all drove a Beetle.
Oh, Ted Bundy?
He pretended to be Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy drove the Beetle.
Yeah.
But my head was going to Ed Kemper. I don't even know if that was Washington State, was it?
I don't remember if he was Washington
I just
State.
Feel like from all of the podcasts I've listened to, like, Washington State in the 70s was, like...
Wild and out.
Wild now. You're going to get taken if you're on side of the road.
Right. But she's the one driving.
Right. Good for
so
you.
So she probably saved people from getting murdered.
Good job.
Sheila, you're a hero.
I'm so proud of you. I think you're an inspiration.
I'm so proud of you. Oh, God.
I don't know. Like.
All right. So I think that's all she wrote, folks.
Yep. Thank you to Lane for posting our pictures. I almost just said Singapore, but how about the Bahamas? Maybe
Bahamas.
Singapore. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And thank you to Megan and Sheila for sending us your stories.
Follow us on...
I
you
almost
took a
started
big
with,
breath like you were just
well,
going to
because I
going.
Was
going
to say, send us your stories at bonusfeaturespod@gmail.com, but it wasn't my turn to talk. So
follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Go ahead and click on the link in our episode notes to buy some merch.
Subscribe, 5-star review, tell your friends.
Send us your stories. bonusfeaturespod@gmail.com. Did you say the whole thing? That was one of those instances where I wasn't listening to you.
It happens often. Send us your stories at bonusfeaturespod@gmail.com.
Hey, did we tell you guys to send us your stories to bonusfeaturespod@gmail.com?
Hey, before we go, I want to let everyone know who lives in Wisconsin that the Lansing Bridge
is
out.
The Lansing Bridge is out.
That is still a thing.
You still need to know that. What a dumb, like, inside joke we have now. Anywho, these
have been
the bonus features
of your lives.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.